This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said, in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. PM Modi said this while participating in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic, financial affairs and artificial intelligence in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Modi said that the focus should be on demand-driven decision-making, long-term financial sustainability and maintaining a healthy credit rating in the BRICS New Development Bank projects. India has said that the BRICS leaders' declaration has captured most of the concerns of the Global South. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the first day of the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dammu Ravi said Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for reform in the multilateral global organizations. Secretary Dammu also said that the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms unanimously by all the countries was another highlight of the summit. On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral meetings with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim, President of Cuba Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermudez in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. With Prime Minister Ibrahim, Modi reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, including defense, counterterrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exceptions to this policy. Trump's remarks came after the BRICS, a grouping of Brazil, China, South Africa and India, condemned the increase in tariffs by the U.S. In its meeting in Brazil, the grouping also condemned the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said the capability of India's domestic equipment demonstrated during the recent Operation Sindoor has increased the global demand for its indigenous defense products. Speaking at the Controllers Conference in New Delhi today, the Defense Minister highlighted that India's defense industries have immense possibilities. He stressed upon defense economics in today's era where rearmament and related investments are rapidly increasing. Singh said that today almost all the major countries, including USA and European nations, are rapidly increasing their defense expenditure. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the railway is committed to development of the nation. Addressing a gathering at Karpuri Gram Railway Station in Samastipur in Bihar, Vaishnav said that more than 33,000 kilometers of new rail lines have been laid in the past 11 years. He said railways is witnessing metamorphosis in the NDA regime with more state-of-the-art high-speed trains and technologies. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called for multi-stakeholder approach to boost maize cultivation in the country. He emphasized that state and central government scientists, farmers, agricultural universities and industry must work together to fulfill this goal. Singh said this while addressing the FICCI's 11th India Maize Summit in New Delhi today. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear a batch of petitions challenging the Election Commission's decision to undertake a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. The matter will be heard on Thursday. A bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joymalia Bagchi agreed to hear the pleas. The Commission's move was challenged in the Apex Court after the man over the manner and timing of undertaking a special intensive revision in the state. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said that a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall is being issued for Odisha, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh, while an orange alert has been issued for Uttarakhand today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.